And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD devotional diamond of the day. Get ready for this one. It's called Respect My Authority. Respect my authority. I'm not going to tell you where that's from. Also, we're going to ask this question. But why not? Why not? And have you ever done one of those diets like from the magazines? It'll say, do this, not that. That's exactly what we're going to talk to you about. Do this, not that. But it's not about a diet. And then we'll close it up with, can you believe it?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, prevailing, and praying? Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you. We're asking you, what do you think? Call us at 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's Justified Radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
The French say ingratitude is the mother of every vice, and the Spanish believe that ingratitude is the daughter of pride. How does ingratitude lead to vice and pride? I had to think about it for a moment, but I think I get it. When I'm not grateful for what I have, I may be willing to break man's or God's laws to get what I think I deserve. And when I am proud, I believe I have only myself to thank for my good fortune. Both are dangerous. You see, the Bible says everything we have comes from God. So, gratitude always leads to contentment and humility. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's good gifts on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
This is John MacArthur welcoming you to Portraits of Grace. I hope you're aware that your highest purpose is to know God. Jesus affirmed that when he prayed, "This is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent." If you've been saved, you know God, but you can also know him intimately. That's what Moses desired. He prayed, "Let me know thy ways, that I may know thee, so that I may find favor in thy sight." The desire to know God in that way should drive you to your knees every day. Those who know God best are those who pray all the time, impelled by their love for him and desire to know and serve him better. I hope you know God well. This is John MacArthur, hoping you'll join me again for Portraits of Grace.
Why in a family does one child go in one direction and another go in another direction? Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Why will one marriage dissolve in 6 months or less and another marriage last for more than 60 years? Why are some called to a life of poverty and pain while others enjoy comfort and a measure of wealth throughout their entire lives? Let's agree that we will never come to the place where these things are clearly understood here on earth. Some of it, believe me, you have to take by faith. Some of it must wait for the explanation of heaven. Some of it is part of the mystery of God.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We have some of the best weather on the planet, just for those of you that don't know. We have some of the worst government structures in the country. That's a trade-off. It's kind of like, but it's a nice day. That's what you say. It's a nice day. Don't forget, if you want to, you can reach out to us, davidspoon@kprz.com. That is my email. I do want to let you know this segment is brought to you by Sam Rasul, our good friend Sam Rasul, who I've got a text in the next day or two to tell him to come back on the show because he's about due to come back in. It's always good to talk to Sam because he won't just talk about real estate, but talks about life events. I have a feeling he's got a very strong opinion about the House and the Senate and their massively excellent ability to get things done for the sake of the country. I have a feeling that's going to be a fun topic. Sam wants you to know, if you buy a sell house through him, he takes 25% of his gross commission, which is never gross. And then he gives that to whatever church or ministry you want. If you're selling your house and you need to fix it up, let's say you're selling your house and you don't have a front door. You need a front door to sell your house. Sam will forward up to $25,000, not for a front door, but for fix-ups. So that you can sell your house, and then when the house sells at the close of escrow, he takes the money back, doesn't charge any interest. Just forwarding the process to get it moving. If you also are looking for somebody to speak at your Bible study, maybe you're a youth leader and you've never had somebody who was born a Muslim and then became a born-again Bible-believing Christian. Maybe you've never had them speak at your study or at your church. Sam does that as well. You go to thinksam.com. Think Sam. Watch word association. Think Sam, real estate. Think Sam, real estate. Think Sam, real estate. 858-780-1-SAM. 858-780-1-SAM. And if it's not for you, somebody you might know, we say around here at KPRZ, send them to Sam. That's what we say. That's our big statement right there. Thank you. All right, I've got a classic here. We're going to get right into our What's Bugging Me segment, brought to you by E. coli termite and pest control. Powerful termite and pest control. It's gentle as a butterfly. That one's buzzing right by my ear. Ecolatermite.com, 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. A little slow. You do it again? Okay, much better. All right, we nailed it down. Okay, I already hit it once. All right, just in case it gets up. Let me tell you what's bugging me. Ready? This happened yesterday during the show. It's only happened one other time in 5 years, but I didn't get to do the What's Bugging Me segment during that. Guess what happened during the show? So for most people know, in the very beginning of my radio life, I used to drink energy drinks in the first hour. Like, I needed those. So, you know, my wife and everybody coming in the studio and it's like, Dave, that's probably not the best thing for you. You're already kind of spastic. So I thought, you know, I got to change that. So I drink tea. I drink tea, right? Here's what's bugging me. I put the tea bag in, mostly a reliable tea bag. Guess what happened when I wasn't looking? The tea bag decided to do, you know, it from outer space and then kind of just peeled apart and all the tea stuff fell in my drink. Here's the problem. When I'm drinking my tea, I have a lid on the cup. There's a lid. It's a thermos cup. It's really a cup with a top. So yesterday during the second hour when I was drinking my tea, there was all this weird stuff in my mouth. It took me a little while to figure out my tea bag had exploded. I must confess, floating tea particles in my tea while I'm doing the show, kinda bugging me. Not to mention all the people that I smiled at that I didn't know, which had little dots all over my teeth. That's pretty fun, too. All right, let's get into our DDD. Respect my authority. Here is what I want you to know. There are two important words for you to learn today. And we're going to start off by going into Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20. Here is what Jesus said. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." This is what many have called the Great Commission. Again, from a theological point of view, people will go, "Here's the Great Commission." You're right, it is the Great Commission, but Jesus did speak to his disciples who were apostles. So it does lead us to believe that when he spoke to them about other things, it also applies to us. Otherwise, the Great Commission doesn't apply. Anyhow, Jesus said a very interesting statement. He said, "All authority in heaven on earth has been given to me." You see, God has all ultimate authority and gave man a temporary execution or permit for authority, which man lost in sin and gave it to the devil when he sinned. And Jesus, because he died unjustly because he never committed a sin, so he shouldn't have died, he took it back from Satan. So Jesus has all the authority in heaven and on earth. Let's understand something. Authority, this word is exousia. I say that 15 times sideways. Exousia. Exousia means the power of one whose will and command must be obeyed. Wow. That's what we would call, in understandable terms, the badge. You're thinking, the badge? What do you mean? The show? No. When a police officer goes on duty, what does he have? He has a badge. When a police officer knocks on the door, what does he show? His badge. Why is that important? Because you have to have the exousia, the authority, in order to use the dynamos. You have to have the badge in order to use the gun. You can't just use a gun. You have to have the authority to use the gun. The authority is the badge. The badge is what gives the officer the authority to use the gun. The exousia is what gives the Christian the ability to operate in dynamos. Or, to say it in a really, really cool, simple way, because Jesus has the authority and we go in his name, we have the dynamite for the kingdom of God in Jesus Christ. Yeah. By the way, dynamos, yes, it does. That is where dynamite comes from. Power in action, ability to perform anything. What? Power in action, ability to perform anything. So Jesus, because man sinned and lost that authority, Satan got it through sin, then Jesus, because he died unjustly, because he never sinned, he never should have died, he sued, technically, and then he got back all the authority in heaven on earth, and then he, with that authority, in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, he says, go. So now you go in the authority of Jesus Christ. How much authority did Jesus have? All of it. And now the actions you take are backed up by the badge. The badge is the authority. The gun is the dynamite. Jesus gave you and I a little badge of his and said, go in the power of the Spirit. Ah, that's cool. When we come back, we're going to kind of look at what we're missing in that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Keep me through your grace.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Are you aware that the only nation in the entire Middle East where Christians have religious freedom? This is Jim Garlow. The demand for Israel to give up land never ends. Israel is criticized for building the wall that separates Jewish areas from Palestinian areas, but Israel had no choice. It was the only way to protect innocent citizens. I've been in small group settings with governmental and military leaders in Israel. They want peace, but they don't want their people killed. Like any good persons, these men and women will defend their nation. And remarkably, Israel has offered to give up land many times for peace, and the other side has always turned it down. Israel is here to stay, and their enemies need to learn that. And Scripture affirms that if we bless Israel, we will be blessed. And if we curse Israel, we will be cursed. I didn't make that up. God said it. You'll have to take it up with Him. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
I see why we were so drawn to each other. He had an alcoholic father and a very difficult childhood.
This is Focus on the Family Minute, and Shonda Pierce reflects on her marriage to her husband, David.
We married at 23, and we're married 31 years before he passed away. And, you know, dysfunction is the gift that just keeps on giving sometimes. I don't know how or why things turn out like they do, but I do know that if I focused constantly on everything that went wrong, how sad would that be to live right now? I have to focus on every good, great day that I had with him. And I had so much more joy and fun than I did difficult times. And we had a great marriage. We were fighting to keep each other, you know.
Finding the positive things in life can give you a better outlook, even in the midst of struggles. More from Shonda at FamilyMinute.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Couple things I do want to run by you. Don't forget about the K-Praise app. It's free. Well, I mean, isn't that the most important part right there? It's free. Done. Okay, done. You get a free app. You go to your app store, wherever it is, and you just type in KPRZ. There's the app. You touch a button. You download on your phone. That way you can hear KPRZ wherever you're going. You don't have to wait to get in the car. You don't have to wait to get to this place or that place. You can take it where your phone goes. That makes that pretty easy. So we like that. Don't forget these other little special things. Abounding Grace. Abounding Grace Radio. Pastor Chris Gordon. He's on twice every day now. Just before the show and just after the show. Guess who I talked to today? Pastor Chris Gordon. We're talking about he's going to go on a little vacay, which is good. He needs time away. And then when he gets back, he's going to come on the show and you get a chance to know him. You're going to find out something that I already know, how his heart is towards the Word of God and communicating that truth effectively, being steadfast in an unsteadfast world. He actually yesterday afternoon talked a little about hope, and part of his message was actually connected to, it wasn't on purpose, but connected to some of the things I was talking about. I like stuff like that. He is on 1:30 and 4 o'clock right here in the afternoons, KPRZ, Monday through Friday. Then the last thing to send in your direction, we did get a little shout out from Dr. Robert Jeffress, who's going to be our speaker at our Pastor's Appreciation Lunch. His show is on KPRZ at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. He's always good, always refreshing. He is, I will tell you, I've seen him in a debate with some Muslim clerics, and Dr. Jeffress is just lights out. It's just like that guy, bam, 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 scripture, bam, scripture, bam, bam, bam. I love it. Because it's like if you're a guy or a gal that's into the Word, you love that. It's like that guy knows it every which way. It's very, very cool. All right. Let's get into our next segment. We were actually in this last segment, we were talking about the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ as defined in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Jesus has all the authority in heaven on earth. He has what we would call the badge. And then he sends us to go do the work for the kingdom. And what we need when you got the badge is you also need the gun. You can't have the gun without the badge. And it doesn't help you to have a badge without a gun. In other words, you have to have authority and the power to do something with it. Well, Jesus has those and gives those to us so we can function in the kingdom and advance the kingdom of God. Now, watch this passage, and then I'm going to make this point, and people will get mad and write letters. Okay, so all you that like to type emails or you like to pen those letters, get ready. Here's what it says, Philippians chapter 2, verse 9-11. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Wow, what a doxology. It's incredible. But look at what he says. He gave him a name that is above every name. So in Christianity, we do a lot of praying. Have you noticed? You start Christianity in prayer. There's a little doubt that you will end your Christianity in prayer as the Lord either takes you personally or he comes back for us corporately. No doubt there will be prayer involved. And so the Lord tells us about praying. And now when we recognize praying, we recognize that there are a lot of great theological definitions, but from a practical point of view, you know, it's talking to God. I mean, you're just talking to the Lord. I don't care if you're singing or if you're dancing or if you're extremely reverent or if you get before the Lord and say nothing. You know, it's this communion of you and your being with him. You know it. You know it. You know it. And the truth is, a lot of it is just talking with the Lord. I mean, that is a great definition because it's simple. So we have in Christianity a group of believers, a little more on the charismatic and Pentecostal side, who absolutely, positively tell you that unless you pray in the name of Jesus, nothing will get done. That is not scriptural. What? Now, I didn't say you shouldn't do it. I just said that comment is not scriptural. If prayers were never answered except in the name of Jesus, then the disciples, after Jesus was resurrected, didn't have any prayers answered. Because the recorded prayers don't say in Jesus' name. So that's just theology. Just doesn't work. However, at the same time, because, you know, there's always extreme left, extreme right. At the same time, there's a group of Christians that say, well, I don't need to pray in Jesus' name. And that's the group that you have to sit there and say, well, let me get this straight. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. why aren't you praying in the name of Jesus? In fact, in John 14, 12 through 14, it says, verily, verily, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. So on one side, you've got a group saying, if you don't pray in the name of Jesus, nothing gets done. There's no recorded prayer, there's not every prayer recorded ends in Jesus' name in the Bible. And certainly nobody in the Old Testament did that. However, if you're a Christian, why aren't you praying in the name of Jesus? Because Jesus said to. I mean, just from a practical point of view, do you want to come to the Father in your name or in the name of the Lord? I'm just asking, you know, do you want to come with your badge or with the Jesus badge? I'm just asking. Don't get mad at me. Just think of that. You come to the Father, you spend time. Why wouldn't you do that? Now, is it a mandate, some theological requirement? No. But I'm just laying out the practicalities of Christianity. The authority is in Jesus Christ. He holds it. He then tells us to go baptize in his name. Then why wouldn't you pray in his name? Right? I mean, I don't think that has to be that tough for us to figure that out. It's not like this is a genie operation. You don't get to come before the Lord and then you say to the Lord, okay, here's my prayer. I want 1,000 other prayers answered. Okay, so this is not a genie scenario. The genie scenario is not real. Oh, see, God will do everything, but work on your heart, because the genie can't grant love between two people. The Bible doesn't say any of that. It says the exact opposite. That's genies. That's Disney. That's fantasy. It's non-real. Okay? But when you come before the Lord and you engage with God, you ought to come in the name of Christ. Since he died for our sins, we ought to approach God, the throne of grace, through Jesus Christ, and ask him petition in the name of Jesus Christ. It just makes sense. And people that don't do it because they're trying to snub other denominations, that's just pride. Okay? So, that's just dumb. Let's not do stuff like that. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about two big principles in that process of prayer, knowing the authority of Jesus and that we pray in the name of Jesus. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Three Iranian Christians have been sentenced to prison as the country increases its crackdown on Christianity. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Mission Network News reports that two of the three men sentenced to prison are Muslim converts to Christianity. The three men were sentenced to at least a decade in prison each on charges of blasphemy, organizing and creating house churches, and acting against national security. In addition to these three arrests, the wife of Pastor Victor Tamraz, one of the men who was sentenced, was also arrested but later released. Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern, an organization that helps persecuted Christians, said the Iranian authorities are paranoid about anything which doesn't sit with their perception of the world and of government and religion. So anything which is perceived as outside of that, even though these house churches and these believers pose no threat to the Iranian regime, they see these house churches and these believers as a threat. The four arrests occurred just in the last month. In previous months, other Christians were also targeted and primarily charged with being threats to national security. Windsor asked for believers to be praying for Iranian Christians. He told ChristianHeadlines.com, "I think we can be praying that the Iranian regime loosens its grip against Christians and other minorities, that God would be changing the hearts and minds of those who currently seek to attack his church and his people. And we're called to pray for our enemies, so be praying that there would be those in authority, as well as in Iran, who would be turning to Jesus." These days, health insurance is incredibly expensive. especially if you don't have coverage through your employer. If you're concerned about the costs or the ethical dilemmas of insurance, here's great news. There's an affordable, God-honoring alternative called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare, affordable, biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
An evangelist who doesn't like public speaking? That's how Doug Small describes himself.
Now, I'm an introvert, believe it or not. I am not natural and native with witness. I make myself get up in front of people.
But recently, Doug reevaluated his fear of public speaking. It all happened after he met some persecuted Christians.
Just so many people who are absolutely incredibly bold in the face of a situation that is much more hostile than ours about their witness for Jesus Christ. I've been moved to be bolder.
Doug says that boldness will come if he can keep a perspective on what's really important.
This life compared to eternity, and I'm silent about God? No, we cannot be silent.
Learn more about sharing your faith at findpeacewithgod.net from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Amazing, Jesus can use me, 'cause in his hands I'm changing to a servant of God.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries, our good friend Steve Wheeler. He's the guy that has that commercial where you first hear it, you hear billions and billions. You know, it's just like that old Carl Sagan stuff. Billions and billions. That's Steve. I'm just making fun of him. Whitefields.org is their website. Whitefields.org comes out of the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 35. Here's a few of the things they do. Take the gospel to the farthest places. Help villages that have cesspools as clean drinking as their system waters. Help them to convert to clean drinking water systems made out of rock and sand and plaster. And they do it. They capture in some of these communities the rain. It rains 300 to 310 days out of the year in some of these communities they go into. This is how far out they are. And they've created a roof that captures the rainwater and puts it through this filter so that everybody that drinks the water drinks 99.6% purified water. And they don't have to use cesspools as water systems. I've got nothing. There's nothing that anybody can say that would be bad about that. They do everything it costs. They don't charge anything. All these different ministries work together with them, but they're the leaders who do it. So if you want to check it out, go to whitefields.org. And you can look at it. You can call them anytime, 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. But I'm encouraging you to pray for this ministry. I mean, just clean drinking water. Got it. That goes under the category of no-brainer. Whitefields.org. All right, the other thing I wanted to mention, I probably mentioned that before. I'll mention it again. School tuitions on KPRZ. You just click on the tuitions tab, and you can look at the different schools. If your school's not on there, send me an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. We will do our best to accommodate and help you out. I do want to let you know, Roz sent me off an email. I'm not going to get into all the details, but she is working with people that are helping the problem with sex trafficking here in San Diego, which, by the way, in San Diego alone, if you don't know this, it's an $800 million industry in San Diego. You want to get more information, go to generatehope.org. generatehope.org. It's Christian based. It's not perfect in that, in the sense that it's not going to be 100% evangelical. Well, that might not even be true. I shouldn't say that. But it doesn't matter. I don't care if ecumenical, evangelical, and atheists get together so that we can stop the sex trafficking. There is just no question about it. We should all help in that. All I'm trying to do is get you to pray and be aware. Nothing else. Not asking for money. Nothing. Just go to generatehope.org and check it out. That's all I ask of you. Nothing more. All right, let's get into our next segment. First segment, we talked about respect my authority, which has to do with Jesus Christ holding all authority in heaven on earth. For those that missed the bouncing ball, God of the Father has all authority, granted man a amount of authority in engagement with the earth. Man, through sin, lost that authority. Jesus Christ, through his redemption, got it back. And so now he tells us to go and take that message of his authority wherever we go, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then we dove into prayer and understanding when you pray, you know, you should utilize that which Jesus told you to do, and that is pray in his name. If you're going to come before the Father and petition him, why wouldn't you do it holding up the badge of Jesus? Hi, I'm coming in your son's name. I mean, you're going to tell me that doesn't get done? Yeah. Oh, you want to bet? How about this? So somebody contacts you and says, yeah, your son told me to get a hold of you. Your daughter told me to get a hold of you. How much faster are you listening? That's right. Just be regular about it. And now I want to talk about that prayer, that time of prayer that you have with the Lord, and you're praying in Jesus' name, and you're praying with the authority of Jesus Christ and under the authority, the badge of Jesus Christ. And now I want to tell you something really important about prayer. Ready? Ready? Stop praying in the flesh. Stop it. Dave, you're supposed to be kind. Stop that. Bad. Bad, bad, bad. James chapter 4, verse 1 through 3. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire, but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want. So you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. And when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. Look out, America. You've got some problems here. I want somebody to read that text and tell me all about a prosperity gospel. Go ahead. I dare you. Listen, you can't be praying to God and saying, Lord, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I know the authority you have. I want that red Lamborghini. That's not what this is about. Your prayer time is, and again, I just said this last time, I'll say it again, God is not a genie. This isn't make a wish and then get your wish come true. It's not the secret. It's not name it and claim it. It's not I'm going to scream a hope. Or you just keep on being a dope, because that's not what Christianity is about. And you'll ask God, and the reason that he doesn't let you win the lottery, I always bring that up because that's my favorite, is because you're just looking to spend it on your own pleasures. It's the wrong motive. So if you got something you're petitioning the Lord, let's be honest. Let's say with Dave, I mean, is it wrong if I want to have a certain job or be in a certain career? Or is it wrong that I want to live in a certain city? Or is it wrong that I want to have this and that, whatever? Nothing is wrong if you surrender it to God in earnestness and do the same thing Jesus did. I'd prefer this, but whatever you want, that's what we'll do. If that's how you pray, then you're praying right. If that's the way you're going to go about it, that's a good way to go about it. Can I tell you something? You won't believe me. I know some of you won't believe me. I can't do anything about that. But when my wife and I had a house before the housing explosion, before there was a problem, we had another house prior. We were in a house in a city called Valley Center. And I had a dream, and it was so bizarre that I wrote it down. Oh, whoa, imagine that, writing something down. And in the dream, her and I were going to an apartment. And the gal who was taking us there didn't know which key it was, but we knew which key it was. So we were like, just give us the keys and we'll help you out. We'll show you which. And because like we knew the terrain, we knew what was required. We knew what we had to do. And we got into our apartment and everything was comfortable and everything was good. Just so you can know, we had not lived in an apartment together ever to that point. Since after that, and after the bubble, we've lived in apartments. And, you know, we love the idea of getting a house when the Lord is ready for us to have a house. But we've learned to be content. And we love a lot of the things in apartment life. We happen to enjoy it. I mean, I like that there's a gym there. Sorry. I'm not gonna, I mean, that's how it is. I like having neighbors that we can help out or people that's right next to us. I think that's cool. And the Lord, you might think, well, that was just a coincidence. Maybe. But here's what I know. If the Lord wants me in a house, I'm okie dokie for it. And I've made pursuit to see where we stand in that. But if he doesn't want me in a house, I'm not going to sit there and throw spitballs at him. Because I want to do what he wants. And I want to be where he wants me to be. You get to, by the way, pick the color of your car. There's no question. But when it comes to location where the Lord wants you, that's a little more intense. And we always pray. I don't know if we fast very good, but we do a lot of praying to make sure that we are where the Lord wants us, even if it's not the greatest place that we could pick. We still want to make sure it's what the Lord wants. The reason I'm bringing that up is not to say I do this great, because that's one prayer out of 1,000. The other 999, I completely mess up. But it does show that if we'll take our prayers and our petitions and surrender them to God, he'll give us that direction, and our prayers are still being answered. But you can't do it all just to spend it on your pleasure. It's not okay. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
All right, it's David James. My friend Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we offer an array of termite control services that will be able to solve your problem without putting your health at risk. Our Ecola heat process uses extreme heat instead of chemicals to kill and remove termites and any other pests that may be infesting your home.
Yes, and you were telling me about the awesome electrogun treatments. It sends electricity through the wood, and you use it as part of your termite control services?
They're very effective. So if you are concerned with your health and are sensitive to chemicals, know that we have an array of options for termite control.
Don't sacrifice your health or the health of your home. Call Ecola Termite Pest Control Services now. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
When is the last time you encouraged a worn-out mom?
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. It's Tuesday, July 18th.
I used to be a school teacher, and I'm a stay-at-home mom now. And, you know, it's discouraging when you feel underappreciated and overworked. And sometimes you don't see the immediate rewards of being a stay-at-home mom.
She's not alone. Being a mom can be very discouraging. When my children were growing up, we would try to encourage my wife Barbara by throwing a praise mom party. During dinner, we'd each go around the table and take a turn expressing appreciation to her. Our teenage boys would brag, "I like mom because she cooks good food and a lot of it." Our youngest would chirp, "I like mom because she's pretty." Another would pipe up and say, "She helps me with my homework." Without exception, when we finished our praise party, Barbara's face had brightened and her shoulders had straightened. Every mom needs those words of encouragement. One final thought. When's the last time you gave a tired mom some words of affirmation? Perhaps tonight would be a good time to throw a praised mom party in your house. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
We all play a role in keeping our community safe.
Every day, we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when something doesn't seem quite right
that it's time to pay attention.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to give you a weather report. We have weather here in San Diego. A traffic report. We have traffic here in San Diego. Just make sure you didn't feel like you were left out. How we started the very first segment talking about the authority of Jesus Christ, understanding the difference between exousia and dynamos or dunamos. Actually, it's dynamos, but that's besides the point. So it's the badge and the gun. The badge is the authority. The gun is the power. The badge enables you to use the gun. Well, Jesus has all the exousia and dynamos that is necessary and then tells us to go and do the things of the kingdom. Cool. And then the next segment, we talked about praying and how, you know, we come before the Father. And remember, Jesus has all the authority. And so Jesus tells us, hey, pray in my name. And you come to the Father. And we hit on both extremes there, understanding that it is not, you know, a magic, it's not like magical beans or something. You come in the authority of Jesus Christ and you pray to the Father. Your petition still has to be submitted. And that was our next segment, making sure that we're not just praying in the flesh, trying to get stuff. Oh, God, you know, that's what we did when we were five. Oh, Lord, if I could just have the Lost in Space robot for Christmas, birthday, whatever. I'll be the best guy ever. I'll be the best girl ever. Sure. No bargaining there. So we talked about the idea that we should be praying, but not praying just so we can receive to spend it on our pleasures. Prayer is beneficial for us. There is no doubt. Zero doubt. And the Lord getting you through things. I just got a text from my brother. He just did a prison ministry thing. The car broke down. He didn't know what he was going to do. He didn't have the money. The car dealership that was up there in another state heard the situation. They're fixing it for free. You want to guarantee he was spending time praying in Colorado, going, God, help me? That's prayer time. That's answer time. Last thing I want to tell you is one little problem that we do have praying that is on us. One thing, recognize the authority of Jesus Christ is important. Praying in the name of Jesus Christ is important. Understanding we shouldn't do it in our flesh is important. But there are too many of us that pray like a butterfly. Oh, Lord, if you could help me with this situation. I'm really confident that you... What am I talking about? Some of the people that pray, they pray one prayer one time, and because that's it, they're done. They just don't pray anymore. You know, Jesus didn't teach us to pray that way. Here, let me do this. Luke 18, 1 through 5. Jesus told his disciples a prayer to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in the town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time, he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so she won't eventually come and attack me. There is a calling from God for you and I to be persistent in prayer. Let me help you out. I hope you never forget this. It's 2 a.m. and you're sound asleep. you had your cocoa and you're feeling groovy and you're having a dream that you're driving around and gas doesn't cost you a penny when you hear this. Now you have two choices. You can pray that it goes away, which it's not going to do, or you can get ready for set number two. And you can hope it goes away, and then there's set number three. And guess what happens by set 15? You get up and you answer the door. Those that keep on knocking, Jesus said in Matthew 7. Now you know why. He's teaching about prayer, and some of us pray about something, and we don't keep it before the Lord. We just say it once and then butterfly away. Well, Jesus didn't teach us to pray that way. Jesus didn't teach that way. Jesus didn't communicate that way. What Jesus taught was a persistence about not giving up. Now, you might be thinking, well, why? It's not like God needs the information. No, God doesn't need your information when you're praying. In fact, you never inform God when you pray. In fact, you've never told God one thing he didn't know, ever. Well, then why do I got to keep on praying? Why do I got to be persistent? Because God likes the fellowship. And you have zero option. If you're going to hang out with God for all eternity, you better learn to hang out with God now. Don't tell me about the sweet by and by and that you don't have to think about anything and you're reading magazines, sitting on a cloud, playing a harp. That's not too many people's heaven. It is a few people's hell, but it's not too many people's heaven. You had got to understand. I don't care if it's good English. You have got to understand. You need to spend time with God now, which is part of the process of prayer, which is part of the process of persistence. You know, praying once a week doesn't work. That's like going to church. I go to church once a week, Dave, and that's my spiritual contribution. So when you walk through the garage once a week, you're a car? I don't think so. It's a lifetime. It's a lifestyle, one of engaging God in discussion and talk. And you think, well, that's kind of harsh. Tell Jesus he's wrong. Go ahead. Just go up to heaven right now. Just go knock. Go in your prayer closet and tell God he's wrong because he wants you to spend time with him. Go ahead. Remember when Jesus taught to pray? He said, give us this day, meaning it should be daily. Ooh, didn't think of it that way. Those are four great things. Recognize the authority. Understand Jesus' name. Don't pray in the flesh. Pray with persistence. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.